This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After signing 90 executive orders to change the border policy at America's frontiers, President Biden in his State of the Union address is blaming Congress for the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The American border problems won't be fixed until Congress acts. If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls out Democrats for putting America where she is right now.
But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols.
Turkey now has roughly 60,000 aid personnel in the area affected by this week's massive earthquake. But with the devastation so widespread, many are still waiting for help. Turkish President Erdogan is visiting the quake zone Wednesday, conceded shortfalls in their response during the first day, but said the situation has improved since then. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has now surpassed 11,000 people. A portion of Michael Jackson's music catalog is up for sale with an asterisk.
Michael Jackson's estate is preparing to make a massive deal for half of its catalog. TMZ is reporting Michael Jackson's estate is considering selling a 50% interest for nearly $900 million. There appears to be a talk of a sale happening between the estate and Sony, which is Jackson's long-term label. Reports say the sale would only go down if the estate maintains total control and management over the catalog. I'm Julio Flores.
A lithium-ion battery prompted a United flight from San Diego to Newark, New Jersey, to return to California after about 10 minutes in the air. A handful of people on the aircraft were hospitalized. The fire took place in the first class section and filled the cabin with smoke from the battery. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
New documents released Tuesday are providing an account of what authorities call blatantly unprofessional conduct of five officers involved in the fatal police beating of Tyree Nichols during a police stop last month, including new revelations that have surfaced how one officer took and shared pictures of the victim. Ukrainian President Zelensky made a rare trip out of his country Wednesday, visiting Britain in a request for more advanced weapons as Kyiv braces for an expected Russian offensive. Also revealed, Zelensky has announced his intentions to retake land taken by Moscow's military. The U.S. Navy released photos of crews recovering large pieces of Chinese balloons shot down over the Atlantic Ocean over the weekend as it traveled across the entire United States. Officials say Congress will be briefed on the found equipment today and tomorrow. An NBA player has obtained a piece of history.
One Lakers star overtakes another.
Coming to the end of the third quarter, LeBron James has shot in history. And LeBron stands alone!
Ryan Anderson on TNT as James connects on a fallaway shot in the final seconds of the third quarter against Oklahoma City, and the L.A. crowd erupts. The 38-year-old James eclipses Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,387 points, the record since 1989. Abdul-Jabbar was one of the first to shake James's hands. James was drafted by the Cavaliers in 2003. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. Also great to have the one and only James Ersin, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. It's great to be with you, Bill.
Always good. I've been looking forward to this conversation because of your musical background and seeing what the Grammys has reduced itself to. They believe that they're being, you know, reborn into this satanic cult, following. I mean, I don't know what else to call it, because it was such a display, in my humble opinion, of evil, James, that it grieved me to watch it, because I'm thinking not only of those that are participating, but those would-be younger people who tune in for the entertainment value, and they're being indoctrinated and propagandized with, you know, this evil content.
Well, yeah, and you brought up my musical background, and actually I don't talk about it specifically, but I have to on this subject. I've been involved with the music business since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was a musician before I was a lawyer, and I worked with incredible artists, with Natalie Cole and with The Impressions and Jerry Butler and Ramsey mm-hmm. Lewis, and most of all, my favorite, The Temptations. And you know, for me, I am a voting member of this group. I'm a lifetime member. Mm-hmm. It is so sad, personally, to see what was a tremendous organization with a tremendous awards ceremony that was one of the greatest shows on TV.
Yeah.
For it to fall literally to the depths of hell, which is where they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, to see, you know, we're, as human beings resonate to symbols. It's not something that's an accident. It's, we were hardwired to
yes.
react to the symbolic. And to see this segment, which was the opening segment, it's absolutely, for me, the worst thing in terms of the spiritual element of it mm-hmm. that I have ever seen displayed on broadcast TV. There's some things that have been on cable that are really just terrible and raunchy, but this is glorifying hell. It is a pact with the devil.
Yeah.
It is, and I feel we have to pray for the Grammys. We have to pray for Sam Smith. Mm-hmm. This talented singer who has just been overcome by the dark side. And we have to realize how dangerous this symbolism is. You know, for some reason, these young artists in the music business, they think that it's funny, that it's some sort of sardonic sense of humor. When they put these symbols on athletic shoes, or they talk about it in a hip hop song, or they dress up with little devil horns and things like that. But it's dangerous. Mm. There really is an evil one.
Exactly.
And there really is a hell. Mm. And it's not to say that we have to be afraid. We do not have to be afraid, because those of us that are believers know that, in fact, all of this evil is powerless in the face of the light of the world. The light of the world is much like when you turn on the lights and the bugs run away, or the
right.
darkness gone. Mm-hmm. So that's what, but this is proof of something you and I have discussed over and over again. And that is that we are engaged in a spiritual battle. It's a battle not just for the country, not just for the fundamental principles behind the country, but for our souls.
Mm-hmm.
And so
our souls and the souls of our children, James.
Absolutely, our children. And by the way, that brings up an important point. You know, it used to be that the Grammys were a safe show for families to watch. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it is not. And it hasn't been for years. With the way the dancers conduct themselves in dress. And it's no award show from what's happened to Hollywood. Think of Hollywood as community possessed that needs an exorcism.
Yeah.
And do not watch any award show. And parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, guardians, protect the innocence of children, vet everything, filter everything they watch. Don't leave them alone with a computer or a device. Don't leave them alone with a television.
Mm-hmm.
It's that world that we now live in. And that segment, and by the way, don't go watch that segment. I'd say to your listeners, don't even watch it.
No.
Read a description of it, because it's saturated.
Yeah, it's so pervasive, James. I'll tell you, I had to turn away in seconds. I mean, it was that obvious what it was. And I thought, oh my, and I did exactly what you said. I started looking and researching and seeing, you know, from other trustworthy reporters, you know, what their analysis of this was. And I just couldn't believe it, because the other thing, recently we had a conversation with Adam Angieski from Open the Books, and they did a big report on Gavin Newsom and his wife and the video. The video indoctrination that they are disseminating in classrooms across the country, that's all loaded with this junk, the sexual perversion and pornography. I mean, for kids that are as young as 5 years of age, James.
And getting rich in the process, with American tax dollars buying this garbage.
Exactly.
Yes, you're exactly right. But what a telling moment, Bill,
mm-hmm.
when we saw, after seeing all these hellish symbols and flames and diabolical stuff, it says, brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah, I know. Can you?
So that's become a meme, and this terrible footage has just gone viral all over the social media and the internet in general. And maybe, you know, if people just see it, just a piece of it and turn away, but they realize that, in fact, this is a spiritual battle. I mean, one has to ask themselves, even the atheist world has to ask themselves, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do this?
Exactly.
Why would they, you know, it's offensive to believers. It's offensive to all believing mm-hmm. theists.
Well, they're calling the question. James, they're calling the question. This is how bold they've become. But, you know, the other thing to look at in contrast were the people that were there. J-Lo's clapping. Affleck's going, I need to be back on drugs again. I mean, you know, obviously I'm kidding. But, I mean, the look on his face was like he was not participating in this. And this is what you can see just even from the audience there at the venue.
Well, yeah, and you know... I think where some of this comes from, certainly we know that there is an evil one, and there is, in fact, spiritual evil, and it seeks to destroy that which is good.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing that spiritual battle manifest.
Exactly. James, hang on one second. Let me interrupt you. We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there. More from James Herson after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
Your one-time tax-deductible gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. Would you make your best tax deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Minutes minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, is with us. James, I wanted you to pick up where we left off. Sorry for the interruption. Had to go to break. You know how that works. Got to pay the utilities. So, but, you know, the seriousness of this issue and what was demonstrated for the entire world to see. And here we are, the display of the demonic and the acceptance of it all is quite concerning, to say the least.
Yeah, and revealing. And yes. Revealing, because we see the manifestation of spiritual evil. We see it actually coming in. And unfortunately, these young performers, young people in the music business that I've loved all my life and I've been involved in all my life, they think they have to break through the noise. That's the language that's talked about. You know, go viral, break through the noise, mm-hmm. have a YouTube go viral, have your, develop a fan base, all this stuff. So they think in order to do that, or in order to perpetuate their fame, in the case of Sam Smith, that they have to shock.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've seen this all through, you know, like Alice Cooper, who happens to be a great guy and a Christian, invented kind of a form of shock rock. Mm-hmm. And we saw that Kiss is a good example, shock rock. So everybody wants to shock further and further, but they stepped into something here, and that's why I use the word danger, because there really is a diabolical force that wants us to lose our souls. Mm-hmm. And clearly we see the globalist organizations are possessed by that diabolical force. They want to take away the innocence of children. They want to take away the lives of babies. They want to cause us to get sick, suffer. They want people to die. They talk about human beings and describe them as useless eaters. Mm-hmm. This is the mark of evil.
Right.
And so we see that mark. And so where do we flee? We flee to where we find goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And we find goodness in our churches. You know, we find goodness in our
we should find him in the churches. You're exactly right. And, you know, and you and I touched on this before. You know, Jonathan Kahn's book, best-selling book, The Return of the Gods, is reinforcing, you know, what is happening right now. The manifestation of evil that was demonstrated at the Grammys and elsewhere. It's so pervasive. This is what's happening. It's as if a portal has been opened up into the universe, and the gods that we're heretofore, and we're talking these evil gods, these evil elements, because we're talking in terms of spirituality, as Jesus talked about, they were bound up and sent out to the desert until they, you know, till time was open for them to come back. And as Jesus said, they come back and they go and haunt their old places that they used to haunt with seven times worse, you know, demons and demon elements, spiritual elements to come back, right? So this is what we're seeing. And it's interesting that at the same time as this is going on, we have bits of revival taking place, James, just to your very point, is that people are realizing the emptiness of this world, and that that God part in each of us, as we were made in his image, is crying out for the truth and crying out, you know, for that which is genuine and eternal. And so it's interesting to watch both these dynamics taking place, to where, as Jesus said, there will be that time when the sheep are separated from the goats, wheat from tares, right? They've grown up together, mm-hmm. but get ready, because they're going to be separated, and you want to make sure that you are in the right bundle, right?
That's absolutely true. We want to be in the right bundle, and we want to turn to the personification of God's love,
mm-hmm.
which is God himself,
right.
Becoming human, Jesus Christ. And he told us over and over again, he said, you have the power to stamp out the diabolical. He said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He basically over and over again explained us. And by the way, the number one commandment in the Bible 365 times is do not be afraid.
Right.
So we know that it's dangerous for the innocent. It's dangerous for our children. It's dangerous for our families. Not good to put into our mind these diabolical images. We don't have to be afraid of them. There's a proviso, though. We have to be in Him. We have to be right with God.
Exactly.
And we have to, make it a part of our life. That's prayer, sacraments, fasting, all the things that are part of the spiritual walk have to be part of our life. And, of course, we have to carry out our civic duties at the same time and realize
that... Which you will naturally do, James. You will naturally carry out those civic duties as fruit of your faith. And this is what James talked about. You can't have, works without faith. You know, faith and works go hand in glove. Works are a manifestation of the root of your faith, right?
Absolutely. It's the fruit of faith. If you want to bear fruit, your vine, in order to be fruitful, has to be plugged into the source of life.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual life comes from God made man, comes from Jesus. So it's amazing because even historically, you talked about that book regarding the ancient gods.
Yeah, Return of the Gods, Jonathan Cahn. Yeah, go ahead.
And we noticed, the world was primarily a pagan world. Man's status was slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere where Christianity blossomed, that kind of serfdom was overcome.
Yeah, exactly.
It was Christian principles that allowed it to happen. So, of course, the enemy wants to stamp out Judeo-Christian principles, wants to stamp out Christianity, wants to stamp out the Catholic Church. These institutions are in the way. They're obstacles. And so we see this acceleration of not just a bias. We're not talking just bias against Christianity. This is in your face hatred.
Oh, hatred, exactly. Exactly. Because, you see, the thing is, Christianity and the things of God lead us to liberty. This is part of the gift that God gives us, is freedom, James, to be the best version of ourselves that He created us for. And that is an anathema. That is an anathema to Satan and the evil one. And meanwhile, they try to sell us these bill of goods. And whether it's the woke agenda and the stuff that's going on in that quadrant and that sphere right now, it is all a big lie that they cannot sustain. But Christianity and the love of God is the only thing that sustains itself in a righteous manner and throughout eternity. The only thing they can sustain is evil and death and destruction.
Sure, and this gracious gift from God, free will, is the opposite of what the global woke virus people want. Full control,
yes.
End of free will. Mm-hmm. They want to create a kind of a matrix. They want to control each and everything that we do, every decision we make, and push us down to where we need them. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. Free will is this beautiful, important element of that was given as a gift from God. And free will is the basis of freedom, which is, in fact, the original primacy principle of America, freedom.
Exactly. Well, James, as always, appreciate the time and the insight as always. JamesHerson.com is where you can go for more information. And until we talk again, my friend, thank you so much. Godspeed.
All right. You too, Bill. God bless you.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot.
Office Depot has savings on everything small business owners, home office workers, teachers, and students need to succeed in 2023. From stylish and functional furniture solutions and tech to keep you organized and productive, to calendars and planners to keep you on schedule, and cleaning supplies to keep your space spotless, now is the perfect time to restock, refresh, and renew. With a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership, teachers looking to replenish their classrooms can take advantage of exclusive savings in stores with a coupon available online at officedepot.com/rewards offer now through April 1st. Office Depot also offers customers a way to help schools stretch their budgets through the company's Give Back to Schools program. Customers can simply make a qualifying purchase and provide the school's ID number at checkout, and the designated school will receive 5% back in credits for free supplies. Some schools earn up to $3,000 a year through this program. Learn more online at officedepot.com/giveBTS. Visit officedepot.com or an Office Depot or Office Max store today.
USA News Update. After signing 90 executive orders to change the border policy at America's frontiers, President Biden, in his State of the Union address, is blaming Congress for the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The American border problems won't be fixed until Congress acts. If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls out Democrats for putting America where she is right now.
But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols.
Turkey now has roughly 60,000 aid personnel in the area affected by this week's massive earthquakes. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has now surpassed 11,000 people. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Kevin Downs is with us. Yes, we're going to be talking about this exciting new movie, which, you know me, I'm always looking at things in terms of a spiritual perspective, a biblical worldview. Things do not happen, you know, by accident. It's with a purpose. And the release of this new movie, which Kevin is producing along with John and Andrew Irwin, and I guess Josh Walsh and Daryl LaFever involved too, right, Kevin?
Yeah, definitely took a team effort to be able to get this one off the ground. But man, we're excited about it. The film turned out so good.
Yeah, and, go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, the title of it, Jesus Revolution, and in today's society, man, don't we need that now more than ever?
Yeah, without a doubt. And sometimes it's positive to look from whence you came and where you are right now, because the thing that's been coming out loud and clear for me, I'd say in the recent years, Kevin, is God has been showing us contrast, the difference between good and evil, dark and light. And right now, this country has lost its way, and you see dark and light running a parallel existence. And I think we need to really understand what is going on, and we need to be discerners of the times. So let's pause a moment. Let's look over our shoulder and see how we got here.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, there's a lot of parallels to how this story actually took place. True story, early 70s, late 60s, mm-hmm. You know, about this sort of group of hippies out in the West Coast that were searching for truth, but doing it in just all the wrong places. But what they wanted is kind of what we all want, our society wants right now, which is just truth and stability and someone to guide us along the way, because there's just so much chaos that's going on in today's world. And so to kind of visit back to what happened in the early 70s in California and kind of swept the nation.
Exactly.
The cover of Time magazine even did it. You know, they did a whole article on it called Jesus Revolution, which was the inspiration for the story. And it's just really inspirational because it just gives us all this synergy and this expectation of hope and love and unity, and that's actually attainable again.
Yeah, and as you said, there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, I find it quite fascinating. Again, we're reminded that we have this God space that God has imprinted on all of us, made in his image, and it cries out for connectivity. And here in the latter 60s and 70s, you had hippies, those that had been marginalized and ignored. And there they were just... you know, looking, like you say, looking for love in all the wrong places, but instinctively there was something that brought them to Jesus. Because it was interesting, because at that time, you talk about parallel tracks like we have today, you had a sexual revolution and then you had a spiritual revolution taking place at the same time. I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, one of the things that when you look back at that time, they realize that, you know what, their life here on earth is going to be short. Mm-hmm. And then what happens to them? I mean, certainly in the beginning, there's the God that created us. There's no doubt about that. But then what happens when you die? I mean, we can kind of go through this search for truth and light and all of this stuff. And we can kind of make certain religions or philosophies certainly fit our own. But what these hippies found was something that was unification, and they found a God that absolutely loved them, mm-hmm. and in having a faith in Jesus Christ. And it was just a beautiful thing to watch. And so it was a story that was really, we found to be very profound, and mm-hmm. And it turned out so beautiful on the screen. Kelsey Grammer, Jonathan Rumi from The Chosen, who's right. absolutely phenomenal. A really great cast. Joel Courtney plays Greg Laurie. You know, that's the thing I'm proud of this movie for, is that there's something for the young and old. Mm-hmm. You know, Kelsey Grammer, certainly I grew up watching Frasier.
Right, exactly. And, yeah.
You know, across Cheers and Frasier and all of that stuff. But then Joel Courtney, who's young, some of the younger 20s will know who he is. And then Jonathan Rumi, of course, from The Chosen, those that have caught fire caught wind of that success. Show will certainly know who he is, and they all play a major significant role in this film, and this story, and the relationships are something that's really beautiful to watch.
Kevin, how did you and the team, you know, come to really determine that this was a movie that you wanted to produce?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's, you know, we've had tidbits of this movement in a number of our projects in the past, but we've never really fleshed it out before. And certainly the first one would have been a movie called Woodlawn that we did a number of years ago. And
right. And
John Irwin, you know, when he did the research for that, he found this Time magazine article called Jesus Revolution. And when he was researching it, he was like, man, that in itself is a movie. And so we took tidbits of that. And inserted it into Woodlawn. And then, you know, later on we did a documentary called Jesus Music, which
yes.
a lot of that was about what happened in Dallas and the West Coast and Expo 72 and how the origination of contemporary Christian music kind of got its start. But to really see it all fleshed out in a, you know, hour and a half to 2 hour movie story, this is the first time that we've done that. Mm-hmm. And it's very compelling. Jesus Revolution is something to see in theaters for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, in a sense, I'm glad you brought up Jesus Music, because this really is a hand in glove situation. Yes, you saw the development of Christian music, contemporary Christian music, how that evolved. And of course, this was running at the same time as the Jesus Revolution was taking place. It was the soundtrack for the Jesus Revolution, in essence, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is, you know, we've grown up with this contemporary Christian music, at least I have for all of my life, but you don't realize how young it is. And, you know, in our story, believe it or not, there's a group called Love Song, and they kind of got their birth, or one of the original founders of contemporary Christian music, if you want to call that founder.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, they kind of got their birth in Chuck Smith, Pastor Chuck Smith's living room, so to speak, in his church. And we kind of show that, we play that out, you know, in the movie. And it's something that's really fascinating to me, and just to watch how that kind of evolved.
Well, and it is amazing. Again, this is God's hand solely, and the anointing, as some of us would refer to it, upon, you know, Pastor Chuck. You know, and you demonstrate that in the Jesus Revolution, that here he was serving a church that was really dying dead. It was dead and dying. you know, thank God for his daughter being a contemporary spirit and seeing what's going on. And and even as you bring out the movie with Pastor Chuck just saying, you know, I want to meet one of these hippies. You know, I want to, you know, and he kind of threw it out there in a way that he wasn't necessarily sincere about it, but God was.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, Chuck Smith and Lonnie Frisbee couldn't have been more opposite. But the thing that they both had in common was a sincere love for Jesus. I mean, that's the thing that brought them together. But their philosophy, or their approach, I mean, their approach to it all was definitely very different. But there's something that kind of happens, you know, when you bring the two of them together, that's really, really special. And God used them both in ways that are incredible. I mean, I know so many pastors that got their start or their spiritual birth out of this Jesus movement, this time period. And that was one of the things that drew us to it. It was like we heard so many personal stories of pastors and leaders in the church in America, no matter what their denomination was.
Exactly.
And we're like, you know, would it be great to do a movie of a story that's so compelling that shares this birth so that the next generation can actually experience it, and the generation that had that sort of rebirth can experience it one more time.
Well, how many churches did Chuck Smith alone start? I mean, across the country, there's Calvary's
over 1,000. It's
right.
Incredible. And when you see that happened in such a short period of time, it's really mind blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, what God did, I mean, and Chuck would certainly give all the credit to God, because what he did in such a short period of time was something else.
Mm-hmm. And he was a catalyst to keep that door open and that space open for the Lonnie Frisbees and those that were disenfranchised by the traditional church, but looking for God. And Chuck was there to help lead them through the door, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And you know, and he took some heat originally when he did it, because it was, you know, the hippies were guys that were, you know, they were on the beach and they were definitely apart from the so-called righteous people that were going to church. And so it was a different kind of element when he invited them in.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about that a little bit more, Kevin. We got to go to a quick break. More from Kevin Downs after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. trust us. Any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Kevin Downs, the producer of the Jesus Revolution movie. And just to kind of update everybody, Kevin, the movie is coming out when and where?
Yeah, it comes out in theaters across the country, literally everywhere, as well as Canada, February 24th. We've got early access screenings on February 22nd. So we're just encouraging people, man, invite your neighborhood, invite your church, invite your friends. It's a movie for everybody, and you'll absolutely enjoy it. We need a movie like this right now. It's in theaters everywhere starting February 24th, February 22nd, early access.
Yeah, if you think we don't need this movie right now, just watch a few clips of the recent Grammy Awards, and let me tell you, we're in serious trouble. The indications here at every turn, Kevin Downs, here in this country, what's happening with our government, our educational system, our national security, it's all compromised because there is this movement to negate God, you know, from the conversation. We're turning our backs on God, and the Bible is real clear that when we do that, we dumb ourselves down, we promote chaos and lawlessness. And last time I checked, this is what's happening in the streets of America today, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's incredible how much opinions are out there to promote lawlessness. I mean, as if we can handle all of this on our own, which we
right.
can't. Certainly we can't. And all the more reason, like, we got to have a reminder to our forefathers and the story of Jesus Revolution. And you know, one of the things that's been so encouraging about, you know, we've done some pre-release screenings just to get some audience feedback and reactions, and the reactions have been all the same, and that is of excitement. and excitement that we could all unite around this theme of hope and love and unity and quit the fighting and the backbiting and and the opinions that actually could tear our country down and our society down. But Jesus Revolution does the opposite of that. It really is something that is a theme and a story. True story that really can unite America. And, you know, hats off to our partners, Lionsgate.
Yes.
When they saw the test screen of this, they're like, you guys, don't change a thing. We love the fact this movie promotes unity and love and hope.
Exactly. Well, in the midst of all the different narratives and the faux narratives and that are flying out there, this country and the people in it, and I dare I say the world, Kevin Downs, they are hungry for the truth. And this is what you're presenting. I mean, inarguably. I mean, okay, you can deny it, you know, like Pilate standing before Jesus questioning, well, you know, what is the truth? The truth is standing before you at this very moment. Do you have eyes and ears to discern it and do something about it, or do you want to continue on with this culture that is taking us down to the road? And what Barry McGuire wrote about years ago when I was a kid growing up and playing rock music in the early days, the eve of destruction.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, look, change starts from within, right? And so we have the power to literally every day as we wake up, we have the power to change those. I mean, those around us, like we can choose to go out into the world and love on people and encourage people and lift them up, or we can choose to go out and tear people down and break them down. And so, you know, I think we need examples of how this has happened in the past and how it can happen again in the future. And again, what our hope and our prayer is with the movie Jesus Revolution is that we can provide that example to our society.
Well, it's been said that true love is manifest when you love the unlovable. And this is what Pastor Chuck did. I mean, these young kids coming, you know, down from Haight-Ashbury and even in Southern California looking for love in all the wrong places, but knowing instinctively when they found it. You know, initially they came down, as you said, hippies, barefoot, off the beach, new carpet. I mean, my goodness, new carpet. We got to save new carpet more than souls. It was the comment, which was so precious, and that was so insightful by Pastor Chuck. And then
real life, what he did, we didn't show this in the movie just because of budget purposes, but he actually ripped out the carpet. literally
wow.
Happened. Yeah.
Well,
so,
I love the scene though that also that he was washing the feet of the hippies as they were coming in, and here's the traditionalist, you know, standing outside watching this, going, well, what is this all about? You know, Chuck Smith playing Jesus, washing the feet of the people. That was just to mitigate the concern they had that somehow their dirty feet were going to mess up the carpet. But yeah, I had not heard the story that he tore the carpet out. That's good.
Tore it out,
Wow.
He didn't want that to be an excuse. He's like, okay, let's rip it out,
right?
And but you know, washing of the feet, you know, obviously drives home the point, maybe even clearer, that you know, I'm gonna come in and serve and love on these people and be the example that Jesus set before us.
Exactly.
And man, is that so powerful? It's powerful in the movie, and first time that was the first scene that I saw. With the movie cut together, and I was a mess. I was a wreck. I was what can I do to literally show this out and be this example to my world that I live in and the people that I come across?
Exactly. You know, as you were sharing about, Lonnie Frisbee and Chuck Smith, you know, as played by Kelsey Grammer and Jonathan Rumi, is that the heart of servanthood, it was so obvious. I mean, they really were followers of Jesus, and they caught the idea of serving one another. And, boy, I'll tell you, that's a testimony and expression and demonstration of love like no other, isn't it?
Sure is. I mean, you know, I mean, just when you take a kind of a microcosm of that, when we go around and we serve those around us, let's say our family members, when we serve those around us, it really feeds into a peaceful environment, right? And so if we did that in our country, in our community, where we were just serving one another. Man, how would that change? It would change things so radically and so dynamically. And I, you know, my hope is, and my prayer is that we can get back to that place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then sometimes we need an example. We need to see how it was kind of modeled out before us. And that's exactly what this movie shows.
Well, God, time and again, demonstrates in his word the renewal process, starting with the book of Genesis. There was a renewing that took place. And time and again, there's been that cycle. Of course, after the flood, other things, you know, God is sovereign over all this. And meanwhile, again, in terms of contrast, Kevin, you know, I believe that we have what has been defined by the Bible as wheats and tares, you know, goats and sheep. They're alongside one another and they will be separated. And God has to come in because, you know, we each have to operate in the lanes that God has designed for us. There's only one Jesus. All right. And nobody else can play that role, but only Jesus himself. And we need to, at this time, discern and understand, okay, God, what is it that is in your will that is in the role that I need to play and the lane that I need to be in? And for the Irwin brothers and yourself and the team, it is presenting, you know, the truth of the gospel, the truth of where we've been to where people can say, okay, I don't need to lose hope. I mean, that's the other thing that, for me, a big takeaway was that you really brought a freshness and a rebirth of hope for people who have thought, this is going to hell in a handbasket. What's going to happen here? Well, God has done it before, and he'll do it again. And if it takes another revolution like the Jesus revolution, well, then hang on, because, you know, something has got to give here. We cannot continue with all this gender confusion. You know, the precious young people that Jesus had said, you know, told his apostles, don't you dare keep them away from me. You know, they need to come to me. And what's happening right now in education and in other parts of our culture, you know, the children are being robbed from God. And these are precious, precious in his eyes. And God's not going to stand for this. And there needs to be a renewal. And I think people will be greatly encouraged in seeing this movie to understand that God has been there before. He's been there again, and he will continue to fulfill the promises that he gave us until we're with him in heaven.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, man, amen to that. It's, you know, we've never before in the history of our movies have we ever shown the gospel as clearly as it's presented in this film. And even the baptism sequences are just done.
I know.
So.
Boy, if that doesn't bring tears to your eyes, I mean, you talk about, you know, man, I'm watching, and I remember hearing about that. I grew up in Southern California, but I was, you know, I was an ardent Catholic, but eventually, as things should happen, I end up, you know, going to Calvary and appreciating, because I wanted to be a student of the Word of God, and Chuck Smith was the classic teacher, right?
Wow. So this is personal for you.
Oh, without a doubt. No, big time. Big time. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that. When we started this interview, I did not know that.
Oh,
I mean, which is exactly my point. It's like it's personal for so many people, and I love that. I love that about it.
Well, Kevin, we got to leave it there. Always appreciate the time. Remind everybody, the movie Where, When, and How.
Yeah, Jesus Revolution. It opens in theaters nationwide. It's over 2,000 screens, so it will be opening near you that Friday, February 24th. How long it lasts, I don't know. You got to go opening weekend. We all compete against each other, but there's some early access previews Wednesday, February 22nd. So just check your local theater. I'm sure it's playing. You can get tickets right now.
JesusRevolution.movie, right?
Yeah, that's where you can check out more. And you can Google Jesus Revolution and all sorts of stuff will come up.
You got it. Kevin Downs, thank you. Awesome. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters I...